Next is a live broadcast of Good Shepherd Lutheran Church worship service with Pastors Poppy and Mirandi.
KNNALP 95.7, Lincoln, Nebraska.
The Lord be with you. Welcome, welcome in the name of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus. It's great to see all of you today. You've been invited to the feast, and you are here. I don't know why you're here. I hope you are here to eat and to drink, because that is what Christians do. They've been invited to the feast. God has prepared it for them, and we eat and drink Christ's righteousness. We eat and drink the good news of the gospel. May God richly bless us in our fine dining this morning. A couple of words on our worship service for today. Our opening hymn, number 904, Blessed Jesus at Your Word. We'll stand on the fourth verse of that hymn. Following that hymn, we'll follow Divine Service Setting 3. It's on page 184 and following. Worship insert for the day. Readings are on one side. Propers are on the other. Focus is on the gospel reading from Luke 14. A challenging chapter in Scripture. An awesome chapter in Scripture. We pray that God would bless us with His righteousness today and always. Let's pray. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your gracious invitation to come to the feast. The greatest and the least to come to the feast. The poor, the wretched, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Us invited to come to the feast. Open our ears and our hearts to Your precious and holy gospel. Help us to see our need for Your righteousness and Your forgiveness. And Heavenly Father, teach us to hunger and thirst and to eat and to drink today, tomorrow, and for all eternity. In Jesus' powerful and precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hymn 904.
Blessed. worship, divine service, setting number 3, page 184, page 184. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to grant to us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We turn to the words of our introit. We chant them together as printed on your bulletin insert.
Thank you.
Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. O Lord, since you never fail to help and govern those whom you nurture in your steadfast fear and love, work in us a perpetual fear and love of your holy name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated.
The Old Testament reading for the second Sunday after Trinity is from Proverbs. Chapter 9. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn her seven pillars. She has slaughtered her beasts. She has mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her young women to call from the highest places in the town. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. To him who lacks sense, she says, "Come, eat of my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways and live, and walk in the way of insight. Whoever corrects a scoffer gets himself abuse, and he who reproves a wicked man incurs injury. Do not reprove a scoffer, or he will hate you. Reprove a wise man, and he will love you. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be still wiser. Teach a righteous man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We speak together the gradual for this day. In my distress I called to the Lord, and he answered me. Deliver me, O Lord, from lying lips, and from a deceitful tongue. The epistle is from Ephesians, chapter 2. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility by abolishing the law of commandments and ordinances, that he might create in himself one new man in place of the two, so making peace, and might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross, thereby killing the hostility. And he came and preached peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access in one Spirit to the Father. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 14th chapter.
Glory be.
When one of those who reclined at table with Jesus heard these things, he said to him, "Blessed is everyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God." But he said to him, "A man once gave a great banquet and invited many. And at the time for the banquet, he sent his servant to say to those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is now ready.' But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said to him, 'I have bought a field and I must go out and see it. Please have me excused.' And another said, 'I've bought five yoke of oxen, and I go to examine them. please have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So the servant came and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house became angry and said to his servant, Go out quickly to the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in the poor and crippled and blind and lame. And the servant said, Sir, what you have commanded has been done, and still there is room. And the master said to the servant, Go out to the highways and hedges and compel people to come in, that my house may be filled. For I tell you, none of those men who were invited shall taste my banquet. This is the gospel of the Lord. We confess our Christian faith using the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We sing now our hymn of the day, The Church's One Foundation, hymn 644. Please be seated.
Grace and peace, love and mercy from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and Lord. Amen. Text for our meditation this morning, our gospel reading, Luke 14, 15 to 24. A man once gave a great banquet and invited many. And the time came for the banquet. He sent his servant to say to those who had been invited, "Come, for everything is now ready." Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you know, this is the time of the year when it is not uncommon to go to the mailbox and to get an invitation. Graduation, high school or college, a lot of weddings take place this time of the year. Holidays past and come soon, so families get together. Invitations are just a part of who we are. It was really kind of ironic this week when we have invitations in our scripture reading that invitations were all over the news. If you paid any attention, especially to the sports news this week, invitations were all the rage. It has become kind of a custom for the White House, whoever the president is, to invite champions to come and to celebrate. Same thing with our current president. The Philadelphia Eagles were invited to come to a big celebration. 86 people are coming and have been cleared. But politics got in the way of celebration. Now, 6 or 7 instead of 86 or 7, the invitation is rescinded. Maybe you didn't hear so much about the other invitation this week that was in the sports news. One that's even more glaring. Flamboyant wide receiver, retired now for several years, Terrell Owens. Loud, center of attention, very talented and very good. For 3 years, he's been whining and complaining. Why? Because he didn't get an invitation. Invitation to what? To the Hall of Fame. I should have been a first ballot selection, he says. Why didn't I get selected? Why didn't I get invited? For 3 years this has gone on. This week, after Terrell Owens was elected to the Hall of Fame, Terrell Owens came out and said, thanks for the invitation. But I've decided not to attend. Invitations are a very common thing for us, aren't they? In our scripture reading for today, Jesus tells a parable about a man who gave a great banquet and he sent out invitations. He's telling a series of parables here, and right before this particular parable, in Luke 14, verse 11, Jesus says, "For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." The context of this particular parable is Jesus is teaching us the importance of humbling ourselves. So, you've been invited to the great banquet. Do you know? Do you care? Are you hungry and thirsty? When you go to a banquet, what do? You don't sit around and watch other people. You don't play with your food. When you go to a banquet, you eat and drink. That's what a banquet is for. Jesus in the Beatitudes says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled." My friends, what are you hungry for? Jesus in John chapter 6 equates faith to eating and drinking. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. Are you hungry? Are you thirsty? Are you hungry and thirsty for Christ's righteousness? Or is the invitation to the great banquet just not that big of a deal? Today, Jesus is teaching the Pharisees, the scribes, the teachers of the law, those who have puffed themselves up, those who think they are too important to listen to Jesus, don't have time, they're too busy. He's teaching them, but he's teaching us as well. How easy it is for us to lose our hunger and thirst for the things that are really important. Many have no hunger and no thirst for righteousness. Many Christians who once hungered and thirsted for Christ's righteousness have lost their appetite. It's just not that big of a deal anymore. Maybe they don't believe God's word of law, that God threatens to punish all those who are outside of the kingdom, those who disobey his commandments. Maybe they've lost their appetite because they think they're good enough. I'm a pretty good person, especially in comparison to all those other not so good people, those scoundrels that are out there. Maybe their hearts are just not convinced, convicted of what we confessed earlier in our church service. I, a poor, miserable sinner. Besides, there is so much to take our attention. There are so many things going on each and every day. There are so many things going on Sunday, especially Sunday mornings. This morning, I went to the grocery store at 5:45. Why? Because my drawer of candy was empty, and I didn't want to disappoint any of the kids. In the grocery store, which should have been empty at that point in time, guess what I saw? Over 15 kids, all dressed in their uniforms. Sunday's a real busy day. Are you hungry and thirsty? What are you hungry and thirsty for? The gospel, for many of us, leaves us cold. We have no spiritual hunger and thirst. Oh, maybe we get hungry and thirsty once in a while. But our lack of hunger and thirst shows that we're not very healthy. In our text, God's word says, after they had been invited, come, everything is ready. But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said to him, I have bought a field. I must go out and see it. Please have me excused. Another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to examine them. Please have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. Okay, you're off the hook. None of you own any oxen. You see the point? The people in our text made excuses for not coming to the banquet. It just wasn't that important. Why? Because their money, their job, and their family came first. Their money, their job, and their family came first. God does not want you to renounce your money, your job, and your family. He just doesn't want you to worship it. These are all gifts from God. Gifts to be used in service toward one another and in love toward God. These are all gifts. And when we turn these things, these gifts of God, into excuses, I hear it all the time. Pastor, I can't come on Sunday or Wednesday night. Family comes first. My friends, the church has been worshiping on Sunday morning for nearly 2,000 years, ever since Jesus rose from the dead on a Sunday morning. There is no good excuse to schedule anything on a Sunday morning. I am not talking about people who have vital jobs like doctors and nurses and police officers that must work on Sundays. That's why we have Wednesday night church, for those very reasons. All it takes is for one person to stand up. 20-some years ago, our son got invited to play on a select, and I mean select, AAU basketball team in the city of St. Louis. A high, high, high honor. We went to the first practice. We got our schedule. Sunday morning practices. What do you do? We didn't want our son to hate church. Went to the coach. Coach, church comes first. The coach, a former NFL player who could have eaten me for lunch, looked at me and said, oh, sir, I'm sorry. It never dawned on me. All it took was for one person to say something. Now, that could have turned out just the opposite. He could have got kicked off the team. And then we would have looked for another team. My friends, we, as Bible-believing Lutheran Christians, like to sit around and whine and complain about how our society is going to hell in a handbasket. Societal and moral decline is going down and down and down and down. We should complain about it. We should recognize it. And we should talk about it, and we should do something about it. But isn't it ironic that at the same time, when society is going down and morals are going down, guess what Christians are doing? They are staying away from church in droves. Church attendance worldwide is less than 50% today of what it was 20 years ago. You would think Christians would be in God's house, crying out to God to change our society. But instead, like that frog in a kettle, we go along slowly, adapting, keeping our mouths shut when we could make the good confession. Making excuses. Well, there'll always be another Sunday morning or Wednesday night church service. It's not that big a deal. And our hearts grow cold, and we are running the risk of falling from the faith. That's what God's Word is teaching us here. To be careful. To be on guard. To not get haughty. My friends, Jesus invites you to come and to eat and to drink at the banquet. The primary food at the banquet is not the law. We cannot make ourselves right with God by cleaning up our act or changing our attitude or coming up with 10 steps for living. Doesn't work, never has, never will. The primary message at the banquet, the primary food that God invites us to eat and drink is the righteousness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Jesus, who came into this world full of sin because he knew that we needed forgiveness, life, and salvation. We may not know it, we may not recognize it, but God did, and so he took the initiative. He sent Jesus into this world to take all of our sins of pride, our lack of humility, our idolatry, our apathy, to take all of our sins into himself. To take all of our sin upon himself on Calvary's cross. Once and for all. Jesus doesn't charge us for his righteousness. It's free. Come to the banquet. Come and eat and drink. Come and be fulfilled. My friends, we sit around. I sit around. And I think to myself, what can I do to get my kids to come back to church? What can I do so that my grandkids will love the gospel? What can I do so that more people, young and old and everywhere in between, will have a hunger and thirst for the good news of Jesus Christ? I rack my brains. What program can we come up with? Maybe a big screen. Maybe karaoke church. Maybe we can do something to... And then God's Word gives me one word. Stop it. Stop it. It is not about how witty or clever or programmatic I can become. It is about we as a church, individually and collectively, being faithful to the Word of God, both law and gospel, so that the banquet meal that we serve is pure and delicious. You want to know why people don't come to church? You ready? Get out your notebook, I'll tell you. This is not rocket science, folks. You want to know why people do not come to church? It is as simple as this. They do not see themselves as poor, crippled, blind, and lame. It's just that simple. People who have their act together, or think they do, or pretend they do, don't need God. They don't need His Word. They don't need forgiveness. My friends, it's okay. It's okay to be honest. I don't have my act together all the time, and I know that neither do you. My family is not perfect, and I know most of yours are not either. when we see ourselves as poor, poor in the things of God, spiritual things, even though we may be rich in the things of the world, then we have a hunger and thirst for the righteousness of God. When we see that we are crippled and lame, having been beat up and attacked and knocked down by the reality of sin and its consequences in this world, we're limping along from place to place, if not physically, at least spiritually, then we hunger and thirst for the righteousness of God. When we see ourselves as spiritually blind to the things that God has, and that our eyes must be opened by the power of the Holy Spirit working through word and sacrament, then we hunger and thirst for the righteousness of God. My friends, it's just that simple. Come to the feast. Greatest and least, come to the feast. Come and eat and drink. Sunday, Wednesday, come to the feast. Hear the word of God. Receive the word of God. You're on vacation, find a church to go to. Tune into our radio station. Download the app. You can still eat and drink, hunger and thirst for the righteousness of God. You got family over for the week? Bring them along. Teach them the importance of eating and drinking at Christ's heavenly banquet. You got a family? You got any friends? Invite, encourage, compel. The feast is ready. The banquet hall has room. God desires all to come and eat and drink. Humor me. Open your hymnal to hymn 536. Hymn 536 teaches us in the first verse a great summary of everything that we have heard in these words from Luke chapter 14. 536, one thing's needful. Please, can we read the first verse together? One thing's needful, Lord, this treasure. Teach me highly to regard. All else, though it first give pleasure, is a yoke that presses hard. Beneath it, the heart is still fretting and striving, no true lasting happiness ever deriving. This one thing is needful, all others are vain. I count all but loss that I, Christ, may obtain. My friends, the feast is ready. Come and eat. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts, our minds, and our appetite in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. We stand and sing our offertory, Create in Me, page 192.
Away from
Please be seated. Again, welcome, welcome in the name of the one who throws a banquet feast like this each and every week, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This time we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this day. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news of God's righteousness in Christ Jesus for you would be your hunger and thirst today and always. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings.
We stand for prayer. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Heavenly Father, bless us, your baptized children, who were once far off but have been brought near by the blood of Christ, through whom we have access in one spirit to you. Hear our prayers and supplications and unite us together in the unity of faith and the bond of peace. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious Father, through your faithful servants, you invite all sinners to come and feast at your great banquet. Send forth such faithful servants and bless them to proclaim to all, come, for everything is now ready. Through the faithful preaching and administration of your holy word and sacraments, fill your banquet hall with sinners redeemed by Christ the crucified. Lord, in your mercy, merciful Father, give your grace and the gift of the Holy Spirit to all the baptized, especially those who will receive this glorious gift today, Alon Cole. Keep them in the true faith which will be given as a gift this day until they receive the fullness of their inheritance in the glories of heaven. Lord, in your mercy, loving Father, have mercy to all who are suffering in any way and desire your aid, especially those who have requested our prayers. According to your gracious will, heal their infirmities and give them strength to bear all their crosses in Christian patience, always looking to your Son, Jesus Christ, for courage and care. Lord, in your mercy, Holy Father, here at the holy altar, we are blessed to receive a foretaste of the feast to come at your great banquet. as we partake of the very body and blood of Christ, which is for us the medicine of immortality, forgive our sins and preserve us in body and soul unto life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
The service of the sacrament is found on page 194. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to
do. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Now this true body, precious blood of our crucified, risen, ascended, and returning Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in the true faith until life everlasting. Depart with peace, with great joy, your sins are forgiven. Amen. We stand and we sing the Nunc Dimittis, page 199. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with my spirit.
Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Be seated for our closing hymn, number 605.
Thank you.
name of Jesus, who not only invites us to the banquet, he is the banquet meal himself. Thanks be to God. You're all invited to join us for coffee and goodies. Look out for the big fish. Don't get stuck. We had a lot of fun this week. River of Life Bible Study, Vacation Bible School, and we learned a lot about water. The closing hymn that we sang there was one of our main hymns that we sang during the week. It was a great time and a great privilege to be able to share the good news of God's love with the little children. Thanks to everybody who worked hard to help pull that off. We'll have our Sunday school opening in here in about 7 or 8 minutes or so. One opportunity for Bible study this morning in the fellowship hall. We'll continue our look at God's teaching of eternal election, also called predestination. Somewhat confusing teaching, but a great gift of God and a doctrine of comfort for troubled souls. We look forward to that in the fellowship hall. Check out the Good Shepherd News and Notes for all the activities and events that are happening in the days and weeks ahead. Save the dates. Voters meeting, Tuesday, June 26th at 7 o'clock. Pastor Murundi, it's getting closer. He started packing books this week. His farewell is July 8th. Vicar Short, man, just seems like you just... Yes, Vicar Short's farewell is July 29. I announced on Wednesday night that the new vicar was having housing problems, having trouble finding a spot. Well, lo and behold, they got a place to live. It'll be roughly 27th and Highway 2, so it'll be very, very close to church. So we'll be able to take advantage of that and work him even more than normal. Whatever. But they'll be here early July. Early July. Vicar, I'll give you 1 minute. Tell us why we should save the date for Tuesday, July 3.
Tuesday, July 3. Yes, because we'll be having a blood drive here at the Church Fellowship Hall from 8 o'clock to 2 o'clock. Be with the American Red Cross, so if you'd like to donate blood, 8 to 2, July 3.
Okay, the vicar with sick blood is now going to encourage us to donate and save lives in that way. So great, great deal. Tuesday, July 3 at 8 to 2. So, and it's not just for the congregation, open up to the whole community. Anything else, Pastor? Join us for goodies, Bible study, Sunday school. Have a great day and week and life feasting at the heavenly banquet.
You have been listening to the regular Sunday morning worship service of Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Clint Poppy and Christopher Mirande pastors. At 9:30, join us for Sunday morning Bible study, followed by the 10:30 a.m. worship service of Good Shepherd Lutheran Church.